Jaya Verma Sinha, first woman CEO and chairperson of Railway Board. The recent appointment of Jaya Verma Sinha as the chairperson and chief executive officer, CEO, of the Railway Board by the central government is a historic milestone in the 166-year history of the Indian Railways. Jaya Verma Sinha has made history as the first woman to assume this prestigious role, which is the highest position within the Railway Board, a body responsible for making crucial decisions for in the Indian Railways. One background. Before delving into the significance of Jaya Verma Sinha's appointment, let's first understand her career trajectory. Jaya Verma Sinha's journey with the Indian Railways commenced in 1988 when she joined as an Indian Railway Traffic Service, IRTS, officer. Over the span of her impressive 35-year career, she has served in various capacities across different domains, including operations, information technology, commercial, and vigilance. Her roles have been diverse, including serving as the Principal Chief Commercial Manager of Northern Railway and as the Divisional Railway Manager of Sialdah Division. Her significant contributions extended beyond India's borders during her tenure as the Railway Advisor at the High Commission of India in Dhaka, Bangladesh, where she played a pivotal role in initiating the Maitri Express services connecting Kolkata and Dhaka. To stepping into the spotlight. Jaya Verma Sinha found herself at the center of attention within the railway community when, as a member, operations and business development, she took the lead in explaining the intricate signaling system following a tragic accident in Balasore that claimed the lives of nearly 300 people. During this challenging time, the media closely scrutinized her for three consecutive days in June 2023. Her unwavering composure and ability to provide clarity during a complex situation earned her recognition and respect. Three key facts about Jaya Verma Sinha. 3.1 Jaya Verma Sinha is an alumna of Allahabad University and joined the Indian Railway Traffic Service, IRTS, in 1988. Currently, she serves as a member of operations and business development within the Railway Board under the Railway Ministry. 3.2 In her new role, Sinha is responsible for overseeing the overall transportation of freight and passenger services on the vast Indian Railways network. 3.3 Sinha gained recent attention in the media when, in her capacity as a member responsible for operations and business development, she explained the complexities of the signaling system following the tragic Balasore accident, which resulted in a significant loss of lives. 3.4 Her appointment officially began on Friday, 1 September. And her tenure is set to continue until 31 August 2024. Although she was originally slated to retire on 1 October, she will be re-employed on the same day to complete her tenure. 3.5 Throughout her career, Sinha has worked in various railway zones, including Northern Railway, Seh Railway, and Eastern Railway. Her diverse experience has equipped her with a deep understanding of the railway system. 3.6 Her tenure as the Railway Advisor in the High Commission of India in Dhaka, Bangladesh, played a pivotal role in establishing the Maitri Express service connecting Kolkata and Dhaka. She has also served as the Divisional Railway Manager of the Sialdah Division within the Eastern Railway. 4 Significance of Jaya Verma Sinha's appointment. Jaya Verma Sinha's appointment as the chairperson and CEO of the Railway Board is of immense significance for several reasons. 4.1 Historic first, Jaya Verma Sinha's elevation to this esteemed position marks a historic moment in the 166-year history of the Indian Railways. She is the first woman to hold this influential role, breaking gender barriers and setting a precedent for gender diversity in leadership positions within the organization. 4.2 Long-standing institution, the Railway Board, established in 1905, is a crucial institution within the Indian Railways, operating for over 118 years. Sinha's appointment as the chairman and CEO represents the first instance in its extensive history where a woman has assumed this pivotal position. 4.3 Exceptional capabilities, Jaya Verma Sinha's appointment is a testament to her exceptional capabilities and achievements throughout her career. Her diverse experience, leadership qualities, and her ability to handle challenging situations, such as the Balasore accident, have been acknowledged through this appointment. 4.4 Recognition of gender diversity. This milestone appointment also reflects a broader recognition of the importance of gender diversity and inclusivity in leadership roles within the Indian Railways. It sends a powerful message that women are equally capable of assuming top positions in a historically male-dominated industry. 5 Conclusion. In conclusion, Jaya Verma Sinha's appointment as the chairperson and CEO of the Railway Board is a groundbreaking event in the history of the Indian Railways. Her remarkable journey, from joining as an IRTS officer in 1988 to becoming the first woman to lead the Railway Board, highlights the progress towards gender diversity and inclusivity in leadership positions. Her tenure carries the promise of continued excellence and innovation in the Indian Railways operations and decision-making.